what you know you can't explain. But you feel it. You felt it your entire life. That there's something wrong. You don't know what it is, but it's there. Like a splinter in your mind driving you mad. Experience the awakening. Brilliant anonymous researchers. Patriots, join us in the Patriot Army. Trust the plan, pain coming. Boom, boom, boom. Let's go. RedStateTalkRadio.com, Brighteon.tv, Rumble.com/MG Show. End won't be for everyone. That choice to know will be yours. Where we go one, we go all. Fight, 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 and fight we will. We fight every day right here on the MG Show.
Gosh, do we have a show for you today? We had Liz Croken yesterday. If you did not see that show, Liz Croken was absolutely fantastic. Hour number two was the biggest of the booms, in my opinion. So if you missed it, definitely go watch Liz Croken, hour number two. I also want to welcome my partner in justice, Shady Groove. Get on in here, my brother. Come on in to the MG Show. What's up, brother?
Hey, man, thank you so much for having me here. It's Wednesday, the Wednesday before the Thanksgiving holiday. I'd just like to send a message out there to all of you great patriots. I want to remind everybody that this is the time of the year that we say what we are thankful for. We need to all just stand back for just a second and recognize what it is we're thankful for, what the journey is that we've been on, how long the journey has been that we've been on, and how important the journey that we are on is. We are very thankful that we have this journey. And we here at the MG Show are very thankful for all of you and bringing this show, making this show what it is, and keeping the two of us together. No matter how much we fight and try to get away from each other, you guys just keep us together. So we really appreciate that on the MG Show here going into the Thanksgiving holiday.
You know, and I'm thankful for, you know, the truth coming out. I mean, this to me is a great awakening, and people are seeing through the BS. I guess if we couldn't tell them, like we tried, Shady, all of us, a lot of people, we have to show them. So how do you like your communism free trial? Do you like it? I mean, or do you want to get, you know, I mean, it's worse than the Twilight Zone out there. But we've got another great patriot today. She's a journalist, and she's actually doing a fantastic job. We actually covered her here right on the MG Show during her Durham trial. Like to, we'll get with her in a second, but we're not funded by Lucifizer. We're funded by you. So if you know anything you can do to help this show go forward, I mean, we're, you know, relying on you, the listeners. We're not funded by anybody. We're not controlled by anybody. But if Yeti, if you could roll that beautiful boom footage, I would appreciate it. And we'll be right back with Toria Brooks.
Hello, this is Jeff Peterson from the MG Show. Shady and I are so thankful to our viewers and listeners on the podcast and rumble.com/MG Show live 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. East. And Brighteon.tv. If you guys want to help support this show, please help us with the sponsors, MyPillow, Sovereign Advisors, etc. We want to make sure that you understand the best way for you to help our show, because we are not funded by Pfizer. We're funded by you. And this is citizen journalism, independent citizen journalism. This is the best way to support us. This is our mg.show/donate site. This $17 a month one is really awesome. I don't know why I like that number. Then there's also, that's recurring. Then there's also one-time donation, and there are other ways to donate as well. Buy us a coffee and give, send, go. But please, we really need your help to fight this battle every day and bring you content on our website. We've got a new blog too. So get over there, check out the content that we're delivering to you every day. Thank you guys. God bless.
Save your pennies. So your pennies become the dollars you need for retirement. Problem is, where do you put it so you can retire? So many choices. Admit it, you need some advice. It's all right, we make retirement planning easy. Call 517-375-9829. YourRetirementGuru.com.
Government-induced inflation, taxes, rising interest rates, and political instability. They all have a crushing effect on our investments, often causing the stock market to go down. They can also cause gold and silver to go up. There's a time to be in stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, and there's a time to get out. This is the time to hold gold and silver. Kirk Elliott, double PhD, has been protecting individual Americans' assets for more than two decades.
Hi, I'm Kirk Elliott. There is no such thing as a bad investment. There is only bad timing for investments. And now is the time to own gold and silver.
Now is the time to own physical metals in an IRA, a 401k, and of course outside of a retirement plan. Don't let the government destroy your hard-earned assets. Please call 720-605-3900. 720-605-3900 for gold, silver, and undeniable economic protection against out-of-control government.
Support the guys and mention MG Show when you call.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my original My Slippers are back in stock. You've made them a huge success, and now I've added smaller sizes, larger sizes, wide sizes, and all new colors. And with your promo code, you still save $90 a pair. Not only that, I'm having the biggest closeout sale ever on our sandals and slides for as low as $19.98. What makes my slippers different is my exclusive four-layer design that you're not going to find in any other slippers. My slippers' patented layers make them ultra-comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Wear them anytime, anywhere. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code to save $90 on my original My Slippers, or for as low as $19.98, you can get our sandals or slides. Quantities won't last long, and with my 60-day money-back guarantee, you can rest assured they'll be the most comfortable footwear you'll ever own.
And welcome back to the MG Show, where we got MyPillow. MyPillow.com/MG Show is the landing page where you can call 800-873-0478. That's 800-873-0478. Anywhere on MyPillow or My Store, use code MG Show for fantastic savings. Flynn, my dog, he's hanging right here, riding shotgun on the MG Show, right here with me in his MyPillow dog bed. Get one of those. Get some slippers. Get a mattress. I mean, they're pretty awesome. Shady Groove, welcome back to the MG Show.
Thank you very much, and thank you guys out there for the sponsor, or for supporting the sponsors, Mike Lindell and Kirk Elliott and all this stuff. It's been an amazing year here on the MG Show, and we do really just so appreciate you supporting citizen patriot journalism, which is kind of what we're doing here, and we actually have a very special guest that's going to talk about that.
Yeah, you know, and you know, she's God first. She's a citizen journalist. I'm hoping that she does more, because her reporting has been fantastic. Again, we followed her here. We read her thread in real time while she was at the Durham trial. And, you know, I've just been very impressed with, you know, her journalism. And we know some friends, mutual friends as well, like Cash Patel and some others that actually suggested we have Tori on this show, and I'm glad they did, and I'm really glad they did. And let me tell you, the trolls are not liking it. So let's get the real Toria Brooke right here on the MG Show. Welcome to the show, Toria.
Come on in here.
Hi. Hello. Thank you for having me.
I love that. And look at her little fuzzy chair. Look at the pink fuzzy chair. It's awesome. Great smile today.
So good huge. To see
you. Happy Thanksgiving Eve to you. And again, you know, we want to really just from the MG Show, you know, we need, you know, people to help us, right? You've been part of the show before with your Durham dig. So let's just start with Toria Brooke. How are you? And how did you come to be a citizen journalist, now coming to hopefully be a professional journalist? How did you come here? How did you get here? If you will, what was your quote unquote awakening?
Well, it's been a hell of a ride. Back in March of 2020, I actually got a call from my mom, and she's like, "You got to watch this documentary." And they thought I was going to think they were crazy. But I took a trip down to Tennessee, and I watched a very low budget but high quality film that we've all seen called Fall Cabal. And
oh, yeah.
Unbeknownst to them, I basically ended up diving down every rabbit hole nonstop, you know, every night till like 4 a.m. I was researching just a variety of topics, and 10 suspended Instagram accounts later, I am here, and 3 on Twitter as well. I was anonymous for a long time, and I decided to come out this year. So essentially
you rebranded, and like me, you know, I was actually doxxed by, you know, Anons, quote unquote. and I'm like, okay, I'm Jeffrey Peterson. I was in the Matrix with 3 X's on Twitter. I had 275 plus thousand followers. I only had one account. I don't know how I didn't get, you know, I actually was a citizen journalist with Shady covering Q, which was very intriguing. I also saw Follow the Cabal. You know, there was other movies like outofshadows.org that was amazing that we talked about yesterday. So where are you now? So you're on True Social at The Real Toria Brooke, Brooke. And, you know, get over there and follow her today. There's a lot of trolls going out there today. So let's just, you know, ignore the trolls. If you're a patriot, you're a patriot. Your work should speak for itself. And Toria, I got to commend you. So you were at the Durham trial live. I mean, you actually got to see John Durham like in the flesh, where there was like barely any pictures of him on the internet. Tell us about the experience at the Durham trial.
As for Durham, I just think he's a very mission-driven man. I don't think that he even realizes the caricature that people have made him out to be. I think that he does his job. He's focused on the task at hand, and he was kind of like a humble dork. I feel like he loved the adoration when people were saying things to him positively, because I think he's not used to it, and I think his team is just constantly on the defense thinking that the press is going to be saying something to them, or that they're surrounded by the swamp. But I had a couple interactions with him, and he just seems like a humble guy, so that was really cool to see that. And be in the room with them. He's not a myth. He's not a mythical creature. He is a person. I think people forget that at times. And just like you treat anyone else, like, I think it's important to remember, like, these are people. So
you mean he didn't wear his Punisher outfit, you know, with the cape and everything? He didn't wear all that.
He had the whole costume.
No, he didn't.
And God bless John Durham, because he is truly nonpartisan. He's actually gone after Republicans and Democrats. He's had quite a career, and he can actually, you know, make indictments. People are like, "Where's Durham now?" But I have a feeling he'll be back. In my opinion, what was the you know, atmosphere like? How did the judge treat everybody? You know, like, you know, we can read, you know, the actual details, but what was the atmosphere in there like? Was, you know, because was the judge seemed one-sided? Did the judge seem fair? Like, what is your take on that?
Are you asking about Sussman or Danchenko?
Yes. I guess both. Which one do you want to go? Let's start with Sussman. And Sussman was a huge one. And then Danchenko. So in the Sussman, how was that one? Like, what was the atmosphere in the Sussman Durham case? Let's just start with that one.
Sussman was a bit different. It was over 2 weeks, so it was a lot longer. It was my first trial, so looking back now, I don't remember exactly how the judge's demeanor was, but overall, I actually was very positive about that trial. I really thought that we were going to see a conviction. Unfortunately, we didn't get that, but as we've kind of seen throughout this entire journey, it hasn't really been about convictions. It's been about exposure, because at the end of the day, if we didn't hear these testimonies and we didn't have these probes of the questions, we wouldn't have found out some of the names that we did. You know, in the Danchenko trial, when we talked about Charles Dolan, I mean, that testimony was a complete joke. He almost just knew that he was going to get away. But it was interesting to see the interactions and a lot of the names that came out there. The FBI agents who refused to escalate the matters, despite the fact that there were lower level, wanted to interview more people, get more information, open up investigations. We just saw the constant stifling by the FBI of justice to be served, really.
Interesting. And so that was the Sussman. And so what about the Danchenko trial? How was that there? Was that a total different environment? What did that feel like to you?
Sorry, I made a couple of comments about Danchenko. But Sussman, I felt like Sussman was a bit tense. It was actually more tense than Danchenko because, again, I feel like a lot of these people who were on the stand kind of knew we're going to get off, quote unquote, scot-free. And Danchenko, I mean, I think that there should have been at least one count that was found with a conviction. But at the end of the day, we don't really know why things happen the way they do. But so much exposure came out. And I mean, I think it was the Wall Street Journal was even reporting on the FBI corruption after the trial. So that made me happy.
Amen. Yeah, it was amazing. So do you think that there's more Durham to come, even though everybody's like, where's Durham now? What's your opinion on that? What's your take on that?
I would love to see more, but there was a very interesting point that was brought on when I was at the trial by someone else that was there who doesn't work for anyone either. He's an independent journalist, and he kind of said, as much as there might not be another prosecution, there's now going to be journalist prosecution because now all the journalists that were in the room, they can disseminate the information to others. And if there's anyone who works within the government or anyone who has the desire to research can dig on these people and find more out. So it's not going to stop people from researching just because there's not a formal prosecution going on. Mm-hmm. That's my take.
We know about the judges and, you know, they're may or may not be allegedly bought and paid for. We're not going to make any direct statements, but you know, it's kind of, that was kind of, was that in the, that was in DC, correct? Those trials?
Danchenko was in Virginia, but the first Sussman was in DC, yes.
And Sussman's very close to, you know, we knew about Sussman October. Yeah, from 2018, Sussman with two N's. And it was very amazing that we were surprised as well that no charges transpired. But you know, if you're bought and paid for allegedly, right, you know, there's people that are going to come to your rescue. But we do have some new information, right? The Republicans and a lot of America First people stepping in to Congress. You know, it seems like we have the House, so I think we're going to see in the next 2 years a whole different attitude on you know, Jim Jordan leading, you know, like shit. He had his, you know, 4 years. Now we're going to have our, you know, 2 years anyways, and hopefully 4 years, right, with DJT 45 coming into 2024. So we're going to see a lot of exposure. I don't think people realize that we're going to be actually in charge of investigations in the House, and that's going to be damning to a lot of people because information will get out. It has to get out. I mean, they basically said, we're investigating Joe Biden, and then they came out with, oh, we're going to investigate Trump again. I mean, it's so insane what's happening. So it wasn't Hunter Biden. It was Joe Biden that they're investigating. And that investigation will commence in January or so. What are your thoughts about how the next couple years are going to be, you know, if we get the, you know, the House? We have the House. So what are your thoughts on that? Is it going to be a lot of information waterfalls happening?
Well, I think one thing I want to point out is so many people will say, well, nothing's happening. Well, interestingly enough, the release of the Hunter Biden laptop report, the timing was impeccable because it happened right before the midterms, and you could actually use the report by Marco Polo to investigate people who were running for candidacy in the midterms. And I have some personal friends linked to Maricopa who, before the results even came out, had told me that the primary reason for the steal in Maricopa was to hinder the ability for investigations via either the Hunter Biden laptop or Biden in general. And that makes a lot of sense because as much as we may have seen some losses, we did take the win of the House and a lot can be done within that majority. So I think the next couple months and next 2 years are going to be great as far as more exposure. And I can't necessarily predict what's going to happen as far as convictions, but we see many people waking up, especially with Elon's taking over of Twitter, despite the fact that I was suspended again. Hopefully I can be brought back.
Yeah, I'm hoping, you know, in regards to Elon, I'm hoping that there's going to be some sort, and he did kind of hint to it, that there's going to be all the people that got suspended. I'm technically not off Twitter. I'm permanently suspended. So technically, we're still on Twitter, and there might be a way of us getting back shortly. I did try to do an appeal, and it failed, but I have a feeling it's going to take some time. I'm hoping to get my main account back.
I mean, I feel like I'm feeling positive about it. It's just frustrating to wait, but we're going to make it.
He's got a lot of stuff to sort out over there. So whenever you were going through, whenever this was going on, okay, so you're like in the room and the Durham trial is going on with the Danchenko stuff, and you're sort of interacting with all of the other fake news media people. So kind of like any little tidbits or stories or funny things that occurred with these people, because I could tell, you know, you're sitting there taking all these notes and bringing all this stuff out and publishing it to us. Well, those guys weren't really doing that, Toria. They weren't giving us any information. Were they just sitting there chewing gum on their Twitter, or what were they all doing that whole time?
There was someone that sat in front of me at one point who worked for fake news. And she just sat there playing with her hair, looking around the room, didn't take many notes. I was sitting with another journalist. Her name's Natalia Mittelstadt. She works for Just the News. She's amazing. You should follow her work. But I almost nudged her and said, "We gotta get out of here. Like, we gotta move," because I wanted to walk across the room. I'm like, I gotta get this information. I'm like a typewriter over here. And these people just didn't care. So it just spoke to the volumes of the negligence and really the ignorance to the significance on a national level of what we're seeing.
I mean, you know, the fake news is going to be liable for this whole operation that they perpetrated on our republic. I mean, what they've done with the control of the media and, you know, being, you know, bought and paid for, I mean, it's bad. You know, I have a feeling there might be some, to your point, some libel cases on certain journalists. I mean, it's that bad, guys.
Well, then today we just found out that the reporter that was fired from, I believe it was AP, about the fake Russia story was actually the Fall guy and supposedly took the tip from someone higher up that didn't want to take the blame.
You know, and we learned, you know, by our digs that, you know, you've got, you know, the journalists, you've got an FBI handler, CIA, you know, editors, you know, editors will say, Toria, you're too close to the truth. Can't print it. Right. You know, I mean, so there is control within the mainstream media. And that's what I love about this movement. You know, a fact is a fact, whether we like it or not. And that's you know, and a theory is clearly marked as such. That's what Shady and I have done for the past, you know, 4 or 5 years now, is that, you know, we've reported on a lot of facts that we technically did not like, and we can't spin it because it's a fact. And facts are facts, whether we like them or not.
I feel like you're Dr. Seuss right now, but it works.
Hat in the hat. Green eggs and ham. You know what I'm saying. Yeah.
Green eggs and naked.
It's Thanksgiving.
I love it.
Works.
So now you've been doing some, you know, and apparently, you know, there was a picture going around with this person smoking cigars with cash. What was that like?
Yeah. What was going on over there?
Honestly, it was just really great to be around his team. I've developed some really good relationships. They're down to earth people. Like I said, I think sometimes everybody makes caricatures of these big figures, and it's like everyone just wants to be treated like a human being. So I really enjoyed getting to spend time with them, and I think they're doing really great work with Fight with Cash. I know they just contributed, I think, $10,000 to a Virginia family that was in need. One of the friends just posted about that yesterday. So they're doing more than just things for J6 prisoners. And that's great to see, because we want local impact. That's what we're fighting for beyond the national scene. And I hope more people get involved in that way.
So I want to make I've got the cards. Okay. I just got my cards in last week, the Fight with Cash, the cash cards. I've got 2 t-shirts. I've got socks. I've got both autographed books. Get over there to Cash a Site and support it, because it does go to good things. Not one dime is kept by any one person. It all goes to people that need their help. And we love it. And Reinhold, we've had Cash on several times, right? Maybe 4 times, 3 times. I can't remember. Yeah. You know, Reinhold was saying, "Hey, you know, you need to maybe, you know, collaborate with Toria." I go, "Well, at minimum, you know, we'd love to have her on the show, because I was, you know, a fan of your work before even talking to the Cash folks." So I really want to just, you know, let you know that, you know, we got great information and or a great recommendation from Cash. And, you know, Reinald is basically, you know, Cash's best friend. You know, he's a ambassador for Fight with Cash Foundation. So I took that, you know, with a high honor, and, you know, they love our show too. And I'm proud of that. And we support Fight with Cash.
Well, thank you again for having me. And Reinhold's a good one. So I appreciate the recommendation. And like I said, I mean, I'm glad that there's people coming together locally. I would encourage those who are in different states, like if you know that there's events going on where you want to support like a local, I don't know, candidate that's running for office, or just something to get together. Like, it's just nice to have community. And the Patriot Pub, which is in Virginia, happens to have a lot of events every Thursday night, typically. So people will come speak, or it's just an opportunity to, you know, meet others that are like-minded. Because in these times, it's hard.
I went to the Miami rally. And if you haven't been to a Trump rally or an event like Tori is talking about here, it is fun to be with like-minded patriots. I mean, Shady, remember we went to the rally? We had press passes, believe it or not. And you're in there, you know, talking to NBC and all the fake news. And it was glorious. But it is like these events, you know, support them as well. So Patriot Pub in Virginia, is it, where is that at exactly? People can go there.
It's called Zion Springs. It's like an event, venue. So there's weddings there and whatnot, but, the owner, his name's John, he's a patriot and he just likes to have events, getting people together. So it's really nice scene, very rural area. It's like a big barn. And, I think a lot of people, locally would like it. So,
right. So, you know, man, we've got, go real quick. I'm just going to just do a quick plug. You know, this is The Real Toria Brooke at The Real Toria Brooke. We want to go over to Cash App, $ The Toria Brooke.
We've the got real a show.
The Real Toria Brooke. The Real Toria Brooke. Get over there. She's on Rumble as well. You've got your, what, seventh or eighth episode now on your podcast. Are you starting to do those more now? Like, tell us about the podcast.
Yeah. So I have about seven now. I am kind of experimenting because I've never really done live shows on my own. So you guys are the first live that I've taken started the podcast. So awesome. I definitely need to learn more because I'm not as technically, you know, aware of all this stuff. So it'll come, but I think I might start doing more lives instead of the pre-recorded shows. So I actually have another live tomorrow night with Coffee Talk with Sandra. I'm not sure if you guys know about Sandra, but that'll be late tomorrow night. So she's going to teach me. She's a great techie. And if you guys have any tips for me, you can always shoot me a note.
Yeah. Any questions you have, you heard, Wet Yeti, that's his nickname, on at Wet Yeti on social. He's our producer. You know, we'd be happy to help you in any way because we've learned a lot of lessons, haven't we, Shady? We do it live, and boy, oh boy, technology can only come to bite you.
it's funny because it ends up becoming like part of the show. You know, I mean, it really is. You know, like we're real people. We're doing this as, you know, as motivated by ourselves. You know, it's like everybody has been so conditioned to see this nice, pretty, you know, presentation by the mainstream news, and everybody's sitting there and there's no word is ever out of place or nothing is ever out of place. And I just think that people don't like that. I think that people like to see reality. They like to see people being real. They like to see people reacting. And so that's kind of what we try to do here. And the technical issues definitely are part of it.
Yeah. And, you know, I grew up in the, you know, like the drive time shows at noon, you know, you had DJs on there and they're kind of funny. So we're kind of like that, right? We're kind of, you know, we're serious, right? We cover very serious, dark topics, but we also kind of make fun of them as well. And they don't like that very much. Our stream gets attacked a lot. They don't like us. They love us, right, Shady? I mean, I think we're up to like 30 some odd articles with Media Matters now. So we'll get another one.
Clipped 30 with Media Matters. But yeah, they should give us another one today. Maybe even from Liz Crokin yesterday. I didn't see one come out.
Not yet. But there's been some shakeup in Media Matters with David Brock now doing the playbook against the, you know, we even reported on that. I don't know if you did as well, but David Brock quit Media Matters and his other group to do the playbook against, you know, the attacks coming up. And we read that document And it's like they're admitting to everything, and this is how we defend it. It's crazy. I would like to submit that document into evidence. You know what I mean? It's
this
crazy.
Is what they're doing.
So real quick, the Patriot Donnie have shared the Q Lounge Live with all my friends and family. Love you guys. That's Donnie C. Donnie C, we love you. That's $117 Rumble Rant. Thank you. And I just saw a $17 one that just went away. That's C Page 86. Very interested in seeing what's going on. Thank you guys for committing to the truth. And that's what we do. Like I said, a fact, I'm going to be a green eggs and ham guy again, but a fact is a fact, whether we like it or not. And, you know, people that are patriots are patriots. And there's been a lot of censorship in this movement. I've been part of the censorship. I mean, people have no idea about the bloodline work that we've done because there was a firewall around us and people don't want to talk about it. The Arabella Advisors group that's funding Mark Elias and all this lawfare with the North Fund, with the 1630 Fund donations from foreign and domestic billionaires, people have no idea about that because people are censored and people talk trash about people. And, you know, do you feel that you were censored at all during your Durham trial coverage as well?
You know, the crazy thing is about the censorship is that just like getting suspended on Twitter, most time we just think that it comes from big tech. Unfortunately, I felt that I was censored by Patel Patriot and Kate Awakening. I felt there was a coordinated effort there. Not really sure, but I definitely felt that there was a consistent push to not share my posts when it hadn't been that way for Sussman. So it was very interesting. But I press on, nothing can stop me. So just keep on keeping on.
And in full disclosure, I'm part of We the Media as well. And I didn't know, I'm a late comer to We the Media. I've always respected and loved everybody in We the Media. But I was kicked last night, possibly, for even having you on the show. But I'm back because the healing in the community starts now. Period. Enough is enough. Let's just get together and charge forward, point our spears at the right people. And we need to save our country. And Tori, you're doing fantastic work.
Well, I appreciate it. I'm just doing, you know, it's like we all kind of have our calling. And I couldn't tell you how I write as fast as I do when I'm sitting in a courtroom without any phone. I couldn't tell you how I just write down the information because I literally am just reporting what I hear. And we've kind of lost that. We've lost just telling it how it is. So hope that kind of resonates.
Well, as we move through and what's, I think a lot of people aren't really aware of what's coming up and what's getting ready to happen and what we can really do as the, as being the majority in the House and bringing all these people up. They're making all these, proclamations in the House about the people that they're going to be bringing up and putting there. And, you know, if they start bringing people like Fauci and some of these other players and putting them up there to testify, I'm thinking that the mainstream news is going to do the same thing. They're going to ignore it. And so we need people on the ground and people that can actually understand what's going on there as we move through this, because they're not going to stop trying to whitewash the truth that's coming out, whether it be about COVID or whether it be about Hunter Biden's laptop, the Marco Polo stuff you mentioned, or whether it be about a lot of this larger corruption. You know, they just this whole thing with the tax returns has just occurred. So I think that there's a lot of stuff in the next couple of years that's really going to push this conversation forward and out of a bit of an echo chamber that the group, the Anons per se, have been in for a little bit.
That's right. And you know, this and now we have somebody on the ground that is a patriot that can come back on our show and talk about what she saw in real time. That's not fake news. I'm pretty excited about that. And I hope you will definitely come on this show again, Toria, and God bless you and Godspeed. You know, you're welcome here anytime. And again, how can people follow you?
You can follow me at The Real Toria Brooke on Truth Social and Instagram, and then on Telegram, t.me/TheRealToriaBrooke. So since I was suspended on Twitter, it's very easy now because they're all the same. So I will update once I'm back on Twitter. I'm fighting for that account. I'm not going to make a new account. So Elon's just going to have to keep hearing from me.
Me too. Me too. Shady's got one too with over, I don't know how many you had, 100 some odd. But, you know, we want our accounts back because we've done so much work on those accounts. I want it back, even though I'm, you know, Anon's archive everything. So I do have everything, but I want it back. You know, we got Donald J. Trump's Twitter back, so that's actually huge for our community, right? If you understand what I'm saying, now we can go back and actually see the tweets that were mentioned in, you know, in certain drops by a certain friend that we all, friends that we certainly have. But Tori, thank you so much for coming on this show. And is there anything else you want to say before we let you go? And thank you for your time. And I don't know how fast you wrote. I mean, those threads on the Durham trial, oh my gosh. Well done.
I have no idea how she did that. No idea how she was able to do that.
Honestly, I just feel like everyone has a niche. And for example, like Carly Bonnie, I mean, she's the video queen, right? Like, yes, I could never clip that many videos. I mean, like, holy shit. But you know, I I was a writer. I'm still a writer. So for me, I'm a fast typist now. I'm better on my phone than on the computer. I was the only person at the trials who was on my phone, not on a laptop. And then Undead FOIA was also on his phone. But I just preferred it because we're the digital folks, and we're used to being on our phones more than anything. But yeah, just I would say, like, you know, respect each other's niches. Everyone's going to have their area that they love. And I think it's good to celebrate it, whether you're a memer, whether you're a digger, video queen, writer. We all together make this community what it is. So
where we go one, we go all, guys. And that's the message today right here on the MG Show. The real Toria Brooke, thank you so much. Follow her on True Social. Some people may be blocked, but that might be fixed here soon. Let's try to heal this community. Toria, thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you so much.
We really appreciate you, Toria. And I just want to say, you know, from the community in general, you know, it's really hard. It's really hard for people to navigate. People have had a difficult time navigating what has been going on, you know, with all of the stuff going on out there in the news, trying to hurt people. You know, they're literally, the mainstream news it's not funny anymore. The spin isn't funny anymore. They're literally hurting people. They're causing people to be hurt. And so this is the way that we as patriots and citizen journalists think that we can correct it. And you're a huge part of that with these two trials, because I relied on you heavily to bring out what was going on behind the scenes so that we could be in the moment with it and not a few days behind. So I just really appreciate you, and keep up the good work, and keep close contact, because we want to know the scoops here on the MG Show.
Yeah. I'm in DC all the time, so I definitely will.
Thank you.
And Cash, next time, give him our regards. We appreciate you. And guys, if you like this interview, let's see a random press 17 if you like this interview. Tori, 17! Thank you so much. Thank you. It's just a random number, guys. And I just want to just a quick song. We're going to say goodbye to Toria behind the scenes, but I'm going to play a quick song. You guys are the digital soldiers.
We have an army of digital soldiers.
All right. Toria, thank you. Yeti. Oh. Hang on. Yeti.
We have been blinded by the light.
Turn this down so we can talk.
They will feel like you pay. When will we walk away? They want you dead before your time.
Can you?
They want you watching while you
turn this down so we
can talk. It's what you walk away.
Hi, guys.
Let's do it now.
All right, we'll talk to you later, Toria. I don't know if we can do that because my computer's playing this. Much love.
How can just one man be the shelter from the storm? Knowing that the real war has only just begun. The storm is getting closer. We are the digital soldiers. It's time they run together. We are the digital soldiers. We will bring the light to this field of fight. Without question, we'll be redeemed. Sacrifice they make won't be in vain. The fight for freedom is all that remains. We're gonna tell the people's story and make it right again. Our storm is getting closer. We are the digital soldiers. The needless wars are over. We
are the digital soldiers. We will bring the light to this field of fight. We have been blinded by the lies. We've been living to survive. They will steal and make you pay. When will we walk away? They want you dead before your time. They want you watching while you die. Just live to fight another day. It's time to walk away. The storm is getting closer. We are digital soldiers. Needless wars are over. We are the digital soldiers. The storm is getting closer. We are the digital soldiers. We are the digital soldiers. We are the digital soldiers. We will bring the fight. The digital soldiers. Yes, we will bring the light to this field of fight. We are the digital soldiers.
JT Wild, we are the digital soldiers, and we need to stand by one another. Shady Groove, welcome back. JT Wild with an E.com, JT Wild, the E.com, and we love you. We got some comments here. Authority Q says, where we go, when we go all. Thank you, Authority. Demo says, where we go, when we go all. I can do this all day. Mickums. We love you. Where we go when we go all. Target, Polly, Manathon, appreciate everyone bringing the truth. Where we go when we go all. God is moving, says Authority, and Demos with fist bumps. We love you guys. Thank you. And, you know, all we're trying to do is, you know, just look at everybody that's in the community, appreciate the people that are in this community. You know, people have all these little weird personal attacks. I mean, I wore red shoes, Shady. And now I'm a, you know, panic pedophile with war drummer. I've been a PAY treat. I live in America. I live in a capitalist country. And if I want to make a business doing this, talking to you today, being funded by you, not controlled by CNN, Fox, anybody else, we're controlled by you, we the people. And we're not even controlled. We can say whatever we want on our show. We can have any guest I want on my show. Shady, can we have anybody we want on this show? That's right. And there's no rule in any group that I'm in that says that I can't have anybody on my show. And I even cleared it with the higher ups in that said group that we're talking about. And he's like, it's your show. You can have whoever the F you want on it. And thank you very much for all the support from my friends.
For everybody means that we can't have an overlorded system that sits there and screams and yells at us and tells us that everything that we're thinking is fake and wrong, down to the point where we had Dr. Fauci yesterday telling everybody that the unvaccinated are going to be the ones sick this winter, and then his replacement standing up and said, oh well, God gave you two arms, you know, so you've got two arms, you could get a vaccine in either one of them. That is ridiculous. Yeah. And that's what we're all here to stand up against, because that is tyranny. And I don't care how they paint it. They're painting it as something else, but it is tyranny at the end of the day.
It is. It is. It's tyranny. And I think you were muted there for a second. Hopefully you're good now. I'm pretty sure you're 5'5". But let's do this, Shady. We do it live. That's what we do every day. And we love our producer. Love you, Yeti. Thank you for everything you do. Let's look at some deltas today, Shady Groove. This is 208-11-23-2017. RISV Traverse Management, very important. Q. Oh, interesting, right? This is 11-23-2017, Shady. Another one from 11-23-2017 is, why did BO scuttle the shuttle program? That was when they were calling him Barack Obama. That's Barack Obama. Why did he scuttle the shuttle program? What is SpaceX? Expand your thinking. Very interesting, Shady. This is check my last post. I'd have to go ahead and, you know, click that, but we'll just keep going up. NK underscore SpaceX. North Korea underscore SpaceX. Pretty interesting. This is one. Holy beep. All of the president's past tweets making that reference. Musk, you magnificent bastard. Q read your book. Do you believe in coincidences? Now look at what's going on with Musk today, Shady. and that was 11/23/2017. 11/23/17 is the world cannot swallow the truth. Q. Shady, this is if you can read, this is 11/23/17, 2/14.
Yep. I'm coming over to you. I got to move this around, and I'm right here.
Who created it? What is Facebook? Spy tool. Who created it? Who really created it? Nothing is what it seems. Q. We know that DARPA did it, guys. DARPA. Okay, not three guys smoking bongs in a dorm room. Okay, I'm sorry, you sure? Zuckerberg. You didn't create it. DARPA did. All right. Focus on his wife, Shady. Interesting one. Interesting one. Focus on his wife, Shady. That's an interesting one for today. Keyhole. Happy hunting. Q. Go ahead, Shady.
And this one is it.
D.
Yeah, I got it. This one. Anon says, one more clue. How the F will we be ever connect the keyhole to this? One more key word, please, please. Q responds, clowns in America. Q.
And that would be the C_I_A. Interesting. Here's another one. So this is, this one we'd have to go into the we're just going to go ahead read the ones we can. This one is 11/23/2017. Reminder, unclassified setting. Monitor and analyze in RT, real time. Future answers past. Q. This is another one, Shady.
This is number 221. What news broke? American contractors, where? Hanging from feet? Reread dumps. Why is this relevant? News unlocks the map. Expand your thinking. Q.
So there were American contractors hanging from their feet in China. That was interesting. Yep. Here we go. This is 222, 11/23/2017. Q. Is this relevant? And in Qtel, painters work focused on identifying, researching, and evaluating new startup technology firms that were believed to offer tremendous value to the CIA, the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency, and the Defense Intelligence Agency. Indeed, the NGA had confirmed that its intelligence obtained via keyhole was used by the NSA to support U.S. operations from Iraq from 2003 onwards. A former U.S. Army Special Operations Intelligence Officer, Painter's new job at Google as of 2005 was a field manager of what keyhole was to become, Google Earth Enterprise. By 2007, Painter had become Google's federal chief technologist. TK refers to talent keyhole, code names for imagery from reconnaissance aircraft and spy satellites. Q reposted that. Shady.
Okay, this is Q post number 223. Who is Betsy D? Betsy DeVos. Why is she relevant? Expand your thinking. Q. 11/23/17.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. And this one is a Twitter from, this is The Great Awakening, Where We Go, When We Go All. Q, 11/23/2019. And that page is gone because F you.
Of course it is.
All right, guys, this is a YouTube video, 1600 at 16 minutes. Are we going to be sending massive amounts of money that simply goes into other people's personal bank accounts? Theft, POTUS. Let's go to the 16-minute mark in this video.
We are joined right now. It is our great pleasure to welcome the President of the United States.
Was the end of him. That turned off the television. That's what he said. Right. Now, with all of that, of course, you have to look at corruption. Are we going to be sending massive amounts of money to a country and they're corrupt and they steal the money and it goes into everybody's bank account? So you have to look at that. And I will tell you this about Joe Biden. I never said it specifically on him, but I watched Joe Biden with the prosecutor, who a lot of people said was a great prosecutor, and they took him off. And he was prosecuting that company. And the kid who never made 10 cents in his life and all of a sudden is making millions of dollars the day he, I mean, you tell me, this is a guy who got thrown out of the Navy dishonorably, but he gets thrown out of the Navy shortly thereafter and made no money. Went through, made no money.
But Mr. President,
then all of a sudden his father becomes VP, and he's making millions and millions of dollars, not only from there, but from China.
So, Mr. President, the accusation is this, that you're using aid, taxpayer dollars, to attack a political opponent in Joe Biden. And you say, you do and say, I wanted to hold up that aid because of corruption, but you also in the phone call.
Two reasons.
Okay.
For corruption, because it's known, I want to make sure the money is going to be spent properly. But there's another reason that is maybe to me the most important.
Which is?
Why isn't Germany, France, the European Union, why aren't all those countries in Europe, why aren't they paying? Why is it always the United States, the sucker? I got elected on that.
But they do give aid. They do give aid. We give more. We always have. But Mr. President, you decide to say.
All right. So that's interesting, right? I mean, look at what is being told to the American people that fell on deaf ears because, oh, he says mean tweets. He has your back. He has America's back, Shady.
He stood up for us. He stood up and said the things that literally you could not buy a politician to say. You couldn't find a politician anywhere that would talk like this, that would talk against China, that would talk against this fake news media. No one would say the truth. Of course he is talking for you. Why in the world would, I mean, think about it from your own perspective. Why would he even do it?
Yeah.
And that's what I was saying on the show last week. It's like, why, or on Sunday, it's like, why would he do it if it's not to do it for you?
And you know, look at this. Let's just keep going back. So, you know, he's talking to Fox, you know, and friends, 1600. They kept trying to interrupt him. Are we going to be sending massive amounts of money that simply goes into other people's personal bank accounts? Theft. Who audits where that foreign aid actually goes? Nobody. Foreign aid, country X, personal bank accounts, plus U.S. persons involved. Think Iran. Think Paris Accord attempt. Think all corrupt system. Do you think George Soros is spending his own money regarding push of radical viewpoint adoption? U.S. taxpayer payment aid, directly, indirectly, George Soros organizations, reread drops on foreign aid. Listen carefully. Returning power to the people. Draining the swamp. POTUS is fighting for you. It's been a long time since we've had a non-corrupt POTUS who cares for the people and not himself.
Our movement is about replacing a failed and corrupt political establishment with a new government controlled by you, the American people. The Washington establishment and the financial and media corporations that fund it exist for only one reason: to protect and enrich itself. The establishment has trillions of dollars at stake in this election. For those who control the levers of power in Washington and for the global special interest, they partner with these people that don't have your good in mind. Our campaign represents a true existential threat like they haven't seen before. This is not simply another four-year election. This is a crossroads in the history of our civilization that will determine whether or not we, the people, reclaim control over our government. The political establishment that is trying to stop us is the same group responsible for our disastrous trade deals, massive illegal immigration, and economic and foreign policies that have bled our country dry. The political establishment has brought about the destruction of our factories and our jobs as they flee to Mexico.
And we'll be right back. Hour number two coming up. God bless you all. mg.show/donate. We love
you. Stay tuned for hour number two of the Matrix Groove Show live on Red State Talk Radio. Coming right up after these words: In the Matrix with 3X's.com.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me running?
Save your pennies. So your pennies become the dollars you need for retirement. Problem is, where do you put it so you can retire? So many choices. Admit it, you need some advice. It's alright, we make retirement planning easy. Call 517-375-9829. YourRetirementGuru.com.
Hello, this is Jeff Peterson from the MG Show. Shady and I are so thankful to our viewers and listeners on the podcast and rumble.com/MG Show live 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. East, and Brighteon.tv. If you guys want to help support this show, please help us with the sponsors, MyPillow, Sovereign Advisors, etc. We want to make sure that you understand the best way for you to help our show, because we are not funded by Pfizer. We're funded by you. And this is citizen journalism, independent citizen journalism. This is the best way to support us. This is our mg.show/donate site. This $17 a month one is really awesome. I don't know why I like that number. Then there's also, that's recurring. Then there's also one-time donation, and there are other ways to donate as well. Buy us a coffee and give, send, go. But please, we really need your help to fight this battle every day and bring you content on our website. We've got a new blog too. So get over there, check out the content that we're delivering to you every day. Thank you guys. God bless.
Government-induced inflation, taxes, rising interest rates, and political instability. They all have a crushing effect on our investments, often causing the stock market to go down. They can also cause gold and silver to go up. There's a time to be in stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, and there's a time to get out. This is the time to hold gold and silver. Kirk Elliott, double PhD, has been protecting individual Americans' assets for more than two decades.
Hi, I'm Kirk Elliott. There is no such thing as a bad investment. There is only bad timing for investments. And now is the time to own gold and silver.
Now is the time to own physical metals in an IRA, a 401k, and of course outside of a retirement plan. Don't let the government destroy your hard-earned assets. Please call 720-605-3900. 720-605-3900 for gold, silver, and undeniable economic protection against out-of-control government.
Support the guys and mention MG Show when you call.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my original My Slippers are back in stock. You've made them a huge success, and now I've added smaller sizes, larger sizes, wide sizes, and all new colors. And with your promo code, you still save $90 a pair. Not only that, I'm having the biggest closeout sale ever on our sandals and slides for as low as $19.98. What makes my slippers different is my exclusive four-layer design that you're not going to find in any other slippers. My slippers' patented layers make them ultra-comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Wear them anytime, anywhere. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code to save $90 on my original My Slippers, or for as low as $19.98, you can get our sandals or slides. Quantities won't last long, and with my 60-day money-back guarantee, you can rest assured they'll be the most comfortable footwear you'll ever own.
We need you now, everyone. Struggle Jennings, Caitlin Curtis. Let's hear it.
The world getting crazy, baby, chill. Don't medicate, just meditate. You waking up now, well, baby, you hella late. Educate, look at what's going on. Let it resonate, accelerate. Find your inner hunger like you never ate. Agenda is to push the hate. Separate and segregate, don't celebrate quite yet. The storm is coming, cue for heaven's sake. Violence that they demonstrate, instigate and penetrate the values of our country. And our God is what they desecrate. My fighters ain't no featherweight. Pulling out the seams of the fabric that they fabricate. They feed us lies, manipulate, intimidate through fear and force. forcing us to sit and wait till we come together, congregate, and then we liberate. Praying that you give me strength to find some love amongst the hate. Marching on the streets of blood till I see the golden gates. Troubadour, troubled souls, one of God's servants. Blades out, cut the grass till we see the serpents.
Oh, one day I hope you see the truth. This puppet show is based on because of you fools. We've been dancing with the devil way too long. I know it's fun, but get ready to pay your dues. Oh, God, come back home. This crazy world is filled with lions and abusers. We need you now before we're too far gone. I hope one day they finally see the truth. God, we need you now.
I know the truth is hard to swallow, just digested. Suspected something's going on. Chosen, just neglected. Deflected by some breaking news. Oh, we just accepted. Expected just to fall in line and follow their perspective. Don't question their objectives. But I got a lot of questions. How these kids molested, but nobody's been arrested. Read it in the testament. These children are protected. So I'm fighting all these terrorists, both foreign and domestic. Refuse to be directed. Lying not a sheep. Only kneel to my God. So I'm dying on my feet. Silence when we speak. But there's violence in the street. I've been rolling with the punches. I can't take this on the cheap. Nah, drink from a glass half full. I'm optimistic. People are sadistic. So vicious and malicious. Praying for assistance to overcome opposition. Or I'm gonna start resisting. And then I'll pray for forgiveness.
Oh, one day I hope you see the truth. This puppet show, it stays on because of you fools. We've been dancing with the devil way too long. I know it's fun, but get ready to pay your dues. Oh God, come back. Need you now before we're too far gone. I hope one day they finally see the truth. God, we need you now. We need you now. Puppet show, it stays on because of you fools. We've been dancing with the devil way too long. I know it's fun, but get ready to pay your dues. Oh God, come back home. Abusers, need you now before we're too far gone. I hope one day they finally see the truth. God, we need you now.
Oh my God, that song is perfect for right now, guys. Wow. Wow. Caitlin Curtis, Struggle Jennings, God, we need you now. The acoustic version I love that song, Shady, and I think it's pretty appropriate for today, Shady.
I think it is appropriate for today. I think that there is a lot of stuff that's going on out there that we're getting ready to understand has been an issue, and a lot of people are starting to see it. You know, I mean, we've had 7 years of the mainstream media coming directly at Donald Trump, and we're getting ready to have a couple of years of Donald Trump front-facingly going at the mainstream media. And I'm telling you, you know, it's time to get in line behind him. All these people that have never Trumpers, whatever they are, you know, forget them. Put them behind you because we're moving forward. MAGA is full throttle.
Yeah. And we're going to set a new precedent on how things are being divulged and looked at. You know, we're going to look at people on their merits, not their past. We're going to ask for, I just want to go over these lyrics, Shady, because this isn't about the Never Trumpers. This is about our community and the healing that that needs to be done. The world is getting crazy. Don't medicate. Just meditate. You're waking up now. Well, babe, it's hella late. So look at some of this. The storm is coming. Cue. For heaven's sake, I love that. Right? Don't celebrate quite yet. The storm is coming. Cue. For heaven's sake. If you look at my fighters ain't no featherweight, pulling out seams of the fabric they fabricate. They feed us lies, manipulate, intimidate through fear and force, forcing us to sit and wait till we come together, congregate, and then we liberate, praying that you give me the strength to find some love amongst the hate, marching on the streets of blood till I see the golden gates. You know, one day I hope you see the truth. This puppet show stays on because of you fools. We've been dancing with the devil way too long. I know it's fun, but get ready to pay your dues. Oh God, come back home. This crazy world is filled with liars and abusers. We need you now before you're too far gone. I hope one day they finally see the truth. God, we need you now. I know the truth is hard to swallow. Just digest it. Suspected something's going wrong, but chose just to neglect it. Deflected by some breaking news. Oh, we just accept it. Expected to fall in line and follow their perspective. Don't question their objective, but I've got a lot of questions. How these kids molested, but ain't nobody been arrested. Read it in the Testament. These children are protected. So I'm fighting all these terrorists, both foreign and domestic. And I wanted to just really look at this one right here. You know, we've all felt something's going wrong. We've got all these shills, and I'm just going to talk on behalf of us for the last 4 years, Shady. We have had a firewall of people around us. You know, people don't talk about the PACER research. People neglected us. People made fun of us. People made, you know, like I, you know, had red shoes on, Shady, for a safe space, you know, where people that are abused can, you know, get help. They can bring their families and friends from, you know, being abused by their loved ones or perceived loved ones, right? I mean, so then they made that a wrap-up smear. I had no idea what red shoes on, and plus those weren't made of baby skin, and these people are sick that are telling you this stuff. There is nothing on me. Yes, I had a family foundation. I'm no longer part of it. However, we did give to LGBTQ because my brother is gay. My brother today doesn't even talk to my family. We love him. I accept him for who he is. He's a great man. And my mom is sad because she doesn't see him anymore. You know, this is not a game. This is not a game. This is not funny. These people that are attacking us on the daily are not funny. I said that I was having the real Toria Brooke on the show today, and I'm being attacked by the Breb trolls. How come others aren't being attacked by these trolls? Are they not over the target? Are they part of the operation? You suspected something's wrong, but chose to neglect it. And I think this is, you know, I refuse to be directed. Lion, not a sheep. Okay? Only kneel to my God until I'm dying on my feet. And, you know, people are going to find out some things today, Shady Groove, that are actually not fun. And people, you know, we were in a Discord channel for a year and a half, 2 years. I don't even know how long it was. And they were our friends, we thought. Shady, if you want to add some color to our situation.
Well, I would like to say, number one, I greatly appreciate you, and I appreciate the environment that you and I have been able to create here. I cherish it greatly. I cherish the from a personal perspective to have witnessed what what they have done to try to turn people away from us. You know, it would be one thing if we were being confronted with something that we did or something that was wrong or something that we should answer for. And by all means, I would be willing to do that if that was the case. But it's very, very funny because what is happening is us, this show, what we do is directly targeted by not only Media Matters, but this whole other Lynn Wood Breb troll layer that thinks that they somehow are outing something. They're playing a game. They are literally the LARPers of the world, if you will. They're pretending like they have something on us, or they're pretending like we've done something wrong. And then you insert this a little bit deeper and understand that these people were co-functioning with attacking Q on the boards while Q was posting on the boards. Q very specifically mapped these people out and showed us what they were doing and what their job was, what they're up to. Hell, we even had a conversation with Doug Stewart, who's in control of all of this whole, you know, a huge amount of this network. But it's very, very funny. And I think that something that we should point out is, who do they attack? And I don't see them attacking anybody else other than patriots that are actually doing good work. And this show is the center of their attack. They don't attack anybody else more than our accounts on True Social or this show every single day. And I take that as a badge of honor. But in all reality, I think that there may be some more layers to it than is on the surface that's going to start unfolding here real soon.
And, you know, our journey, and we bobbed and weaved, Shady Groove. Even friends of ours that are friends today believed in the wrap-up smear that was being perpetuated on me and you, ultimately, right, Shady? I mean, this is, and we're back together with we the media. Finally, I've only been in for, you know, maybe 6 months, and I'm not into the chat room a lot. I don't know what they're talking about, and you know, I respect each and every one of them in there. But something's wrong, and I hope it gets fixed. And there's going to be a new precedent, guys. The new precedent is going to be, if there's information presented, you're going to look at it. And then, you know, we're not going to say, I need more information. How about the person that is being, you know, looked at, answer the questions, because there are questions, and those questions are relevant. So I want you just to just, you know, sit back. And a lot of people that are watching this show or listening to us on Red State Talk Radio have no clue what we're talking about, and that's okay. Just keep sharing the show, but know that we are one of the most censored shows by people that appear to be in our movement, okay? There's a lot of disinformation, and this puppet show stays on because of those fools. And all we want to do is provide a great show, a great platform, entertain you a little bit, have fun, but we talk about dark things. Now, you know, I've answered these questions over and over and over about this red shoe crap and all this. Do you know the guy that was all the way on the far left of that photo, beat up Evander Holyfield for the world heavyweight champion of the world? He would knock those people out in one punch. You know, it's stupid. There is nothing on me. I am Jeffrey Peterson, and I'm so proud to be me. I'm so proud to be here with you, Shady Groove. I was on Hillary Clinton's list of 200 Twitter accounts that she wanted off Twitter. And then I'm getting attacked by people. Are they on the same side as Hillary? They hate when I say that because it's true, Shady.
They do. Yeah, they do. They do hate it because it's true, because you're showing the alignment. And we have to operate the art of war. The enemy of my enemy is my friend. And that's the way that we navigate. And that is, and this has been a huge test in discernment within the community for the last three. And I mean, you know, going back to whenever all these things happened to the two of us, we got rid of everybody. We stopped communicating with anyone, even the people that are now some of our very closest friends within the group. Like, we stopped. We said we can't communicate with anyone because we don't know who is undermining us. Someone is undermining us. They're constantly taking things that shouldn't be taken and utilizing them and weaponizing them in public that aren't even relevant. So all of this stuff going on, it was very confusing. We weren't prepared for that. I'll be honest with you. We didn't recognize that it was going on until we were pretty deep in it, but we navigated it because we used our discernment and we relied on each other. And I think that's a big point of this, is the two of us, they really did not want us to be a team. They did not want the two of us to become a team and to do what we do, because I can't sit here and do what Jeff does, and Jeff can't sit there and do what I do. you know, like we co-function together. We bring a different perspective, and that I think is what fills the show in and makes a robust conversation. They don't want that. They don't want you hearing a robust conversation, because that changes your mind. That turns on the little lights and makes you think different.
And the healing starts now, right here today on this show. I have no blocks on my True Social. I have no
Me
blocks.
Neither.
I'm not going to block anybody. Okay. So I want you all to maybe do the same thing and then block as you see fit. But today is going to be an important day. Everybody, I would ask to unblock everybody that they blocked, and let's see what happens, because there is a new precedent that needs to be set. Okay. We need to all come together. You know, what's good for your one has to be good for your all, guys. It has to be good for all. You can't tell people who to follow, who not to follow. I will never do that. Charlie Ward on the show next week, Shady. I'm kidding. I will never.
Stop it.
But they won't have a choice when the time comes. Either you're going to be a patriot and let's dig again together, or you're not.
It's pretty easy.
I mean, the Shady Groove, I mean, we have this Arabella dig that's been largely ignored by my community. By my brothers and sisters that I consider friends. We have the Pay Sewer research that's been largely ignored by my brothers and sisters that I consider friends. Why?
China.
That China
dig.
Yeah,
the China stuff.
Yeah.
All the Lee family China dig. Yep.
We were ignored because of a network that is trying to censor good patriots, period. For 5 years almost, Shady.
And we're not stopping.
We know who they are. So with that, Shady Groove, I just wanted to give that statement out there, because I feel it's important that, you know, it's not just one person. It's many people are censored. Many people were told to. The truth is learned. It's never told, guys. I want you to question me. I'll answer your questions. I want you to prove me wrong. Prove me wrong. This is a where we go, one we go all movement, period.
No one above the other.
Only these people go, or this person, or that person, or is it all?
Yeah, it is all.
Let me read this again. What is good for your one has to be good for all, period. Shady.
That's what we're doing. That's exactly what we're trying to show you. We're trying to show you that the way is the truth. The way is honesty. You can't really make a mistake whenever you approach life from that perspective. And the whole narrative world is trying to get you to take the bait and to lie, or take the bait and to cheat, or to take the bait and to deceive. Don't take that bait. You don't have to. You don't need it. We can one-to-one battle the mainstream media without any of it. We can just be honest, and then they have to follow. Right now, they're reacting to us. You know, go over there to the mainstream media and look at the way that they're freaking out about Donald Trump being brought back to Twitter. That's a reaction to your movement. That shows you the power that is within the movement that is being stifled and hidden by the mainstream media at every level. Even, you know, the mainstream media is embedded in the alt media groups. It's not just, you know, NBC, ABC, CBS's of the world.
Yeah. And, you know, I was talking about that same family. They'd never share their show. My show, they did a couple times clip it, but they don't share it. Why? What? You know, so we need to take a different approach, guys, as to how we support one another. And, you know, I remember early on, Shady, we would go on to other people's podcasts and whatnot, and they wanted to try to stop that. That's why they had this wrap-up smear against me. And it was all stupid lies. I mean, any Anon with a brain can figure out what was really going on. And I did, and Shady, we got people that came back and apologized. And a lot of people on this wall right now, you see nothing, you know, Effectual Insurrection, Four True Freedom, AZ Elements, Greenbeard, you all have seen all of the, I'm getting a call from Kazakhstan right now.
Oh, nice. Let me see. You think it's one of the Biden's associates?
Hello.
Hi, my name is Caitlin from Seniorita Helper, calling on a recorded line, and you can press 1 to be removed. Now, I show here that you recently inquired about your eligibility for Social Security disability benefits.
I'm getting a call from Kazakhstan, Shady, about my Social Security benefits.
Yeah, in case you didn't know, we've now moved the Social Security office to Kazakhstan there next to Hunter Biden's office. I don't think everybody knew that yet.
So weird. So going back to the subject, guys, is, you know, let's all share. I mean, I offered to go on somebody's podcast and they never had me on. Shady, they never had us on to talk about Arabella. Maybe that would go directly against what they're talking about. I don't know. I have no idea. And I don't care to dig on it. I don't care. But we've had, you know, said person on our podcast several times, and that said person never had us back on, but promised they did. Why? Mm-hmm. Do you not want Arabella Advisors and the foundation information going out? A quick story. About a year ago today, Shady Groove, we did an interview with the professor's record about the Arabella Advisors. And then he turned on Flynn and he sent me a message saying, hey, I'm going to tell you that I'm not going to have you on because you see the direction I got. Did we spook him about the foundation? You know, then after that, Clements, let me see if I can find it. Clements went ahead and said that, you know, that you've seen the directions. I'm not going to play your video, you know, because of the direction taken.
And what he's talking about there was before Professor Clements decided to go over and join the Lynn Wood charade that was going on. It literally hadn't even really started yet whenever we did this. And whenever we brought this to him, we sat there for an hour. It was probably our best presentation on someone else's broadcast because sometimes we get in this really awesome rhythm, the two of us, and we can actually present it in a very succinct way. And we really did that day. And I think that it was very interesting because during that whole interview, Professor Clement's eyes were like wide open. He's like, oh my God. And after the interview, then I'm thinking, wow, he was reacting to that for a different reason. I thought he was reacting to that because, oh my goodness, look at what these guys have uncovered. Then I look back and I'm thinking, wow, he looked at that differently because we know of the 501c4 layer. We know of the fight back layer. We understand that you can't really see the money that's coming into that. And then he didn't publish it and then turned on General Flynn and joined this whole group that is, interestingly enough, not attacking specific parts of the movement, but very aggressively attacking our part of the movement.
Let me see if I can play this.
Hey, Jeff, this is Dave. I imagine by now you've probably discerned why I held off posting our interview. I don't want to put you in a position where you are uncomfortable given, you know, your affinity for General Flynn. But if you've been following me and Lynn, we obviously have some major concerns about what we're finding out. And I just don't want to do anything that's going to hurt you. So give me your thoughts whenever you like, and I'll certainly post the interview if you don't think that'll put you in a difficult situation. But I figured I owed you that much. That's what I want.
So that was a nice conversation. The interview was fantastic, but maybe it scared them a little bit.
It literally kicked the bucket that started the whole ball rolling downhill of the aggressive campaign against General Flynn and the nonsense that they're smearing him with.
Yeah. And that's the sauce we have. And, you know, I pray for Professor Clements. He was actually a really good guy. I met him. I mean, seriously, but he took a turn. Was he compromised? Is he better now? I don't know. I pray for him.
Yep. That's what we do.
But this is
we're thankful for
this Shady Groove of what we're talking about. You know, no Anon that I know and love, and they know who I'm talking about, has never talked about the Pesos. No Anon that I know and love have never had us on to talk about this huge Arabella Q Foundation decode.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
I love these guys.
Maybe that'll change.
Yep.
You know? Because at the end of the day, it has to. We cannot continue the political theater that we've been witnessing with all this dirty money in our politics. I'm telling you right now, get the money out of it and you're going to get the swamp creatures out of it. They won't come to politics if there's not a trough to feed from.
And they won't be funded. And Shady Groove, yep. I want to just, Shady, to wrap this up. Let's all get along. Let's all share our information and let's dig again together. It's amazing. Digging,
let's do it.
You know, we do great digs and people have no idea because, you know, oh, I don't like that guy because of this or because of that, because they believe some information. I don't care if you like me or not. Just know I love you. Shady, this is Elon Musk. During our show, remember I was saying I'd like to have my Twitter account that was suspended. Yep. Look at this, Shady. Look at that. 1246. Should Twitter offer general amnesty to suspended accounts, provided that they have not broken the law or engaged in egregious spam? We're at 74.1% right now. If you're on Twitter, get over there. I'm in my suspended account. We said this on our show, Shady Groove. Elon, are you listening?
Come on the MG show, Elon, anytime. The floor is open.
Yeah. So right now it's at 74.1%, 25.9% say no, 74.1% say yes. Elon Musk, let's get our accounts back on True Social. We have so much citizen journalism that we've actually posted. You know, JD and I covered Q, okay, as citizen journalists. What's so wrong with that? The mainstream media writes about Q all the time. What's wrong with us covering Q as well, Shady? We were citizen journalists.
Isn't it interesting what we saw with the January 6th committee and all of the narratives that the January 6th committee spun up regarding what and when Donald Trump made the comments that he made, even misaligning the time on his timeline to smear him in the committee meeting? But guess what? They turned his Twitter back on, and right there it is at 12:10 after 12. The go peacefully, patriotically. Have your voices heard. It didn't happen at 4 p.m. like they tried to say in the committee. So very, very similar. You turn our Twitter back on. You turn all of our Twitters back on. And then we're going to have our sauce that is actually there regarding all of the decodes, not only the decodes, but the investigations that we did for 3.5 years. And not just us, but we were sharing everybody's stuff. Like it was a very huge collaborative effort.
LK Dark to Light from Canada, one of my favorite Canadians. LK, we love you. LK Dark to Light says, same way Cult 93 series has been completely ignored by the Anon community, yet it's something that is literally everywhere. The same assets were activated when C93 series was released. Exactly. You know, I want to just show you one thing because, you know, you guys say, oh, Cult 93. One of the most fascinating Cult 93s that I have. Does anybody here drink beer?
I'm sure there's a few out there.
You think people drink beer around here? So let's look at Budweiser. All right. This is Budweiser. Let me see if I can make it bigger here. Oh my God. It's all over the place. Hang on. So when you see, let me see Budweiser logo. So if you guys ever, I don't drink Budweiser. I never would, but let me just put logo because it's going to World Cup. But you'll see 93 all over the World Cup. And just with this one right here, Shady, this is the Budweiser logo. Do you see a 9 and a 3 here anywhere?
Yep.
Yeah. It's 93 Budweiser. That's right, Pastor Shetley.
Yep.
And that's then exactly what it all logos too. This is Cult 93. It's the family Y. And we know who they are, and maybe that's why people want to attack us, Shady Groove.
Follow the Y heads around the world. That's what Q said to do. That this is what Q was referring to. LK is exactly right. They do ignore the Cult 93 stuff. As a matter of fact, we have a Gemcoms tonight here on this channel with queued up. If you guys are around, I think that is tonight at 7 p.m. East. Am I correct about that? 7 p.m. Eastern time for the show tonight here on the channel. And he does a great job into breaking this stuff down. Some people aren't really... you can't really decipher the numbers, but in reality, what we have to realize that we're living in a world of words, but the world is really made of numbers. The world is math. The world is mathematical. It's not really worded, and the words are based on the numbers. And so whenever you want to dig into what they really mean, what are the signals that are being sent, it's not like what some people think of gematria is, where you're just taking some sort of random phrase. This is them communicating with each other. They communicate in very specific patterns, and they communicate with us by these events, like this Q Bar event that just happened, multiple other things that are very, very recent that they've been going into. So he does a great job breaking that down for you and showing you these coincidences, so to speak, Jeff.
Yeah, really, it does. And, you know, and we're coming into Thanksgiving. I cannot believe 2022 is almost over. So, Paige, this is kind of, you know, this is our Thanksgiving show, and I'm giving thanks to everybody that's in this movement right now, and everybody that wants to point their arrows at the right people. This little personality conflict and egos that get in the way are ridiculous. You know, because I'm confident that is misperceived as I have a big ego. I'm confident in my research. I'm confident in everything. That's not arrogant. That's just confidence. There's a difference.
Yeah.
And being attacked, you know, people don't know what that means. You know, Donald J. Trump's, you know, even MAGA people are like, oh, he shouldn't tweet anymore. Why? Why? That narrative's going directly to you, Shady. Right. You know, it's not an attack. It's called defending yourself. And you have every right. Natural law says that if you bring harm to me, I can defend myself. In fact, I can punch you in the nose.
Mm-hmm.
And not if you're in the principal's office, you know.
Well, it's supposed to be who threw the first punch, and that's what the media isn't showing you. Whenever the only thing they show you is they show you Donald Trump reacting to them throwing a punch and act like they're the victim. Okay, the news media by default can't be the victim because they're supposedly a neutral arbiter of news. So painting themselves as a victim in the first place is acting out of character. They're admitting to you who they really are by acting like that they are the victim here. And Donald Trump is punching down. Okay. Donald Trump is punching up to the media. The media are punching down to you. They're talking down their nose at you. And that's why I think that Q was very adamant to make you understand you are sheep to them. Like, that's the way they perceive you. And now we're seeing Biden and everybody else act in that way in public. As a matter of fact, yesterday, Joe Biden is literally there with a whole group of people, and there's a bunch of kids standing there, and he turns to the little kid, and he says, oh, look, right here's a bunch of pumpkins. You can go steal any of them that you want. He didn't say you can go pick a pumpkin. He said you can go steal one. Think about that. Think about the criminality. Like, a president of the United States just told a 6-year-old child to go steal a pumpkin on TV yesterday.
It's crazy. And we are, run by pedophiles and Satanists. And I thought it was very interesting. And I want to play this segment from Tucker Carlson, Shady, about the pedophiles among the elites seem to be tolerated. Yeah, let's check it out. And we'll be right back. But this is amazing, guys. What a great show today, guys. Just from the bottom of my heart, Shady Groove, I love you very much. You've empowered me to do this every day. It's all your fault. It's all your fault.
I'm here today. Under the bus I go.
And every single one of you in the Rumble chat right now, I love you. All of our mods, oh my God. This is what I'm thankful for. I'm thankful for the truth. I'm thankful for God. And I'm thankful for you. And let's solve the problems of our country. The power goes back to the people. Shady Groove, here we go. This is Tucker Carlson. Pedophile among elites seemed to be tolerated.
A historic landmark, a vital part of country music history, is slated to be destroyed. So much American history has been destroyed in the last few years. Will this be next? Kid Rock joins us in a minute to explain what might happen and how to stop it. But first tonight, good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson tonight. It is a stable of so-called conspiracy theories that at the highest levels of politics and finance, there is a shadowy cabal of pedophiles who use their power to hide the crimes they commit against children. That people think that. Sounds pretty far out to us, too dark and strange to be true. And of course, we are not obviously endorsing that idea. On the other hand, you can kind of see why people might believe it. Jeffrey Epstein, for example. Epstein continued to dine with business moguls and heads of state long after he was arrested for having sex with minors. How did he do that? Why did nobody say anything? Why did people keep eating with him? Well, at the very least, we can conclude based on the evidence that there is a tolerance for pedophilia among some, among the most powerful in our society, a tolerance that you would not find in, say, your average middle-class American family. Some of the rich really are different that way. That's clearly true. And in case you needed more evidence of that, consider Balenciaga. Balenciaga is what they call a luxury brand. Balenciaga is a company that sells $1,100 sneakers and cotton sweatshirts for $1,500 to people who've literally run out of things to buy. You're probably not doing your back-to-school shopping at Balenciaga, but some people apparently are. So this week, Balenciaga rolled out a new ad campaign on Instagram, and the selling point of the ads was sex with children. One photograph showed a very young girl lying face down on a couch with candles, empty wine glasses, and a dog collar on a coffee table in front of her. Another picture showed the same girl, a toddler, holding a teddy bear dressed in sexual bondage gear, including a leather harness. And then, in case you missed the point, where for pedophilia at Balenciaga, another picture made it explicit. That picture showed pages from a Supreme Court opinion that struck down a law designed to fight child pornography. Whoever staged the photo shoot made certain to include a portion of that opinion that used the word sex or sexual four times. And of course, that was not an accident. Balenciaga wanted you to notice. So this seemed like a big story to us, as we told you last night. Here you have a major international retail brand promoting kiddie porn and sex with children, and not promoting it subtly, but right out in the open. No healthy society can tolerate that, and in fact, none ever have tolerated it. There's never been a time in American history where pedophilia was considered anything other than the worst thing, the most horrifying crime imaginable. Pedophiles famously get killed in prison because even murderers consider them immoral. That's how out of bounds it is and has always been to sexualize children. It's totally unacceptable. But apparently, it's not unacceptable anymore. Academics have redefined child molesters as minor attracted persons. And the point, of course, is to send the message that actually it's not that big a deal. It's just a different kind of love. So maybe not surprisingly, given that trend, apart from a few isolated exceptions in the American media, almost all outlets completely ignored Balenciaga's kiddie porn ad campaign. There was not a single story about it in the New York Times this morning, or in Jeff Bezos' Washington Post, or on CNN or NBC. There was no talk of an investigation or a boycott. The usual outrage merchants stayed completely silent because they weren't outraged. Balenciaga ultimately issued a statement saying it was going to punish the photographer who did the shoot, like it was the photographer's fault and they didn't know about it. And after that, the story effectively died. And that means that the CEO of Balenciaga, a man called Cedric Charbit, will not become a social pariah for what his company has just done. He will continue, just as Jeffrey Epstein continued, to enjoy his busy social life totally unpenalized with his many fabulous celebrity friends. Here he is, for example, with the mayor of New York City, Eric Adams, who looks very excited to be with him. Now, we found that picture, by the way, in less than a minute online. Yet, as far as we know, apart from us on this show, no one has asked Eric Adams about it, and it's likely that nobody ever will. And the reason is simple. The media have no interest in covering the sexualization of children. Their interest, and it's a very intense interest, tellingly so, is in destroying anyone who complains about the sexualization of children or who even notices it. Noticing it, they tell us, is an attack on the LGBT community. So the assumption here, their assumption, apparently, is that gay people are in favor of molesting kids and, of course, in favor of performing genital mutilation on minors. But that's absurd. No normal person is for this, gay or not. It's not anti-gay to oppose kiddie porn or to feel horror at the fact that doctors are cutting the breasts off of healthy teenage girls. These are crimes, and most gay people think they're crimes. Why wouldn't they think that? Protecting children from adults who want to sexually exploit them is a basic human instinct, and it's a noble instinct. And yet NBC News is doing its best to redefine that instinct as a crime. Yesterday, NBC brought on its law enforcement expert, by the way, a former assistant director of the FBI, to warn viewers that anyone who complains about the sexualization of children will be punished by the legal system, will be sued into bankruptcy and destroyed. Watch this.
There was going to be a drag brunch the next day at Club Q. And that's a way to get kids to see, hey, look, it's a person, doesn't necessarily look like the people that you see every day at the store or whatever. But these are real people with lives and emotions. They like the same stories that you do. There's nothing sexualized about it. But every time there's one of those now, they show up because there's an account on the internet called Libs of TikTok that's been pushed by, you know, Tucker Carlson and the Babylon Bee and the far right.
Tucker in particular seems fixated on this anti-queer panic. In addition to his diatribes against drag shows, he's platformed anti-trans activists, used particularly vicious and extreme rhetoric to attack children's hospitals for providing trans youth with medical care.
If he's a consumer of the people we just rattled off, from Lauren Boebert to Tucker Carlson, let's get it out. Let's get it out at trial. Let's expose it for what it is, name it and shame it. He's a consumer of these people, and those people should face civil consequences from the victims.
Oh, so the former assistant director of the FBI calling for, quote, civil consequences against anyone who doesn't like the sexualization of children. If you complain about it, you're responsible for the murders that other people commit. Is that in the legal code? No, it's not. But NBC News is doing its very best to add it. MSNBC has spent the last 2 days suggesting that because he signed a bill banning teachers from sexualizing kindergartners, Ron DeSantis is somehow tied to a mass shooter in Colorado.
Earlier this year, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis infamously signed into law what critics have called the Don't Say Gay Bill, which prevents some teachers from even discussing the existence of gay and trans folks.
When you have a Don't Say Gay Bill in the state of Florida, for instance, or when Ron DeSantis wants to send the police to investigate drag shows.
The Don't Say Gay Bill in Florida is certainly something that helps add to his national political profile. But one thing is clear is they just want to continue demonizing folks and otherizing people.
They started moving in the spring to LGBTQ people. Specifically, they were really excited about the Don't Say Gay Bill in Florida.
So if you don't want a kindergarten teacher to talk to your kindergartner about sex, you're anti-gay? Ron DeSantis is the spiritual father of a mass murder in Colorado? Really? No matter how you feel about Ron DeSantis or about sex, it's not plausible. In fact, it's ridiculous. Yet they keep saying it. And the question is, why do they keep saying it? Well, they're saying it because that's how determined they are to keep you from talking about the subject. They will call you an accessory to murder. They'll threaten to sue you into poverty, as the assistant director of the FBI just did, if you don't shut up. That's pretty weird when you think about it. In fact, it's very weird. But they have nothing else to say, because actually children really are being sexually exploited in this country, in some cases for money. It's not hidden. It's in the open, and it's totally real. This summer, for example, Matt Walsh exposed the atrocities underway at Vanderbilt Medical Center in Nashville. A physician there admitted to mutilating the genitals of children because it's a profit center for the hospital. Watch this.
These surgeries make a lot of money. So female to male chest reconstruction can bring in $40,000. Patient just on routine hormone treatment, who I'm only seeing a few times a year, can bring in several thousand dollars. That requires a lot of visits and labs. It actually makes money for the hospital.
Now, if you were a muckraking reporter with a conscience, that would be the story of a lifetime. It's all there on tape. A doctor admitting they're mutilating the genitals of children for money, naming the dollar amounts. How could you pass that up? But everyone passed it up. No one covered it. Instead, journalists attacked Matt Walsh for uncovering it. Really? What's the motive there? Nor did they cover what's going on at hospitals across the country, including CHOP, the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, the famous hospital. A hospital that admitted in an email to performing bottom surgery on a minor and slicing off the breasts of young women for no medical reason whatsoever. There's no medical justification for that ever. And yet they bragged about doing it. In Boston, a staffer at Children's Hospital bragged on tape about two-year-olds preparing to transition. Truly insane, utterly divorced from legitimate medicine. But again, it was completely ignored. Here it is.
So most of the patients that we have in the GEMS clinic actually know their gender, usually around the age of puberty, but a good portion of children do know as early as seemingly from the womb, and they will usually express their gender identity as very young children, some as soon as they can talk. They might say phrases such as, I'm a girl, or I'm a boy, or I'm going to be a woman, or I'm going to be a mom. Kids know very, very early. So in the GEMS clinic, we see a variety of young children all the way down to ages 2 and 3, and usually up to the ages of 9.
That is not science. That doesn't bear any resemblance to science. That's scary. And yet the media choose to ignore it. Why? Because no decent person can look that or any of this in the face without wincing, because it's just too awful. It has nothing to do with medicine. It has nothing to do with improving the lives of patients or making this a better country. No, it is a dangerous cult that is causing irreparable harm to children, not just a few, but a lot. Now, at some point, when the spell breaks, our entire society will recognize this because it's obvious, and we will all recoil in shame that we ever tolerated it for a second. But we're not there yet. In the meantime, we are grateful for people like Jamie Michel, who has had the bravery to tell the truth.
All right, so that was pretty hard to watch, guys. But, you know, it's true. My brother doesn't like pedophilia at all, you know, being from the gay community. It's pretty crazy what's happening, and I'm not going to take it. I'm not going to take it. You know, that's my child. You know, get away from my kid. Shady Groove.
Yeah, exactly. Get away from my kid, get away from my family. And also, interestingly enough, you know, this has to do with the, you know, they end up in the hospital after they've been in the classroom, guys. You know, this will start in the classroom. Usually it'll start with a teacher who is training them, grooming them, whatever you want to call it. You have to be diligent. If you're sending your child off to public school every day, I recommend that you don't let a year go by without meeting the people that are going to be teaching them. And you also probably are going to have to at least a little bit of preliminary, you know, give them a heads up of like what to look out for, because the mind control is unbelievable, and they are targeting the youth. You know, like they know people like us are too, you know, we're already lost to the narrative. We don't buy into it. They're targeting. That's why Fauci came out yesterday making that statement that he made, because he's talking to the kids that are 15, 16, 14, that you as a parent aren't allowing get a vaccine. He's telling them, as soon as you're eligible, go out and get that vaccine. They're talking to the youth, and we have to be very careful.
I don't want it. We got breaking news from Greg and Catherine with True the Vote.
Oh, saw that.
Dear Eugene, happy Thanksgiving, mofo. Love, Catherine and Greg. And this is the breaking news right here. Breaking: Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals vacates contempt order against Catherine and Greg. This is a happy Thanksgiving. Let's go to True the Vote right now and read it in its entirety. I'm going to wait for the pop-up. This is the statement on the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals ruling vacating the contempt court against Catherine Engelbrecht and Greg Phillips. The Fifth Circuit Court's powerful ruling lays bare the excess of Connick, their attorneys, and the lower court. The impermissible demands of Connick, which were rubber-stamped by the district court, caused great harm to True the Vote as an organization, as well as Catherine and Greg, who were imprisoned for over a week, 8 days, by Connick and the court's actions. In addition, Engelbrecht and Phillips's rights are to openly speak on matters of public interest were impeded under the color of authority. But hear them clearly today. The investigation of Connick and their activities continues across America. Catherine and Greg offer their profound gratitude to the Fifth Circuit's vindication and are committed more strongly than ever to defending the integrity of American elections. There it is right there, Shady Groove. Petitioner defendants request relief from the district's court contempt order. We previously ordered petitioners released from custody. Today, we vacate the contempt order. Plaintiff in the district court, Connick Inc., sued petitioner defendants for hacking Connick's computers. The district court then used a temporary restraining order, a preliminary injunction, and a civil contempt order to litigate the case on Connick's behalf. For example, Prong versus the Prong V of the now dissolved TRO required petitioners defendants to identify each. There's more to it, guys, but there's the order. This is from the United States Court of Appeals of the Fifth Circuit. God bless Greg and Catherine and everybody that stood behind them during all this. Connick investigations continue. Happy Thanksgiving, Eugene, you mofo.
You better keep your eye behind you, buddy, because the Patriots aren't going to stop it just because maybe you got a little bit of a slight win. You didn't get the big win, and this is huge for True the Vote and Greg and Catherine. And again, our hats off to them for having integrity. They gave a nice example out there to the Anon community of what it meant to have integrity. And it's very interesting because they protected an actual anonymous confidential source, and the media just makes them up out of thin air and pretends that they're there. So there's a big difference in what's going on here. And we really appreciate Greg and Catherine not bowing and kneeling to the mob, because that is what they were being forced to do.
So AZ Elements, we love you. Hope you're feeling better as well. God bless you and your family. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone. AZ Elements says, happy Thanksgiving, everyone. I have deep appreciation for the MG show and the community. I love all of you. You too, Finn. We love you too. Happy Thanksgiving. Even to Finn.
Happy Thanksgiving, we love you, Finn. Very, very happy Thanksgiving to you, Finn, and all of the people that are out there. I get it. I understand that it's a crazy, crazy time to be alive, but I appreciate the community. I appreciate the dialogue. I appreciate the conversation. And I would actually say today is, I'd like to make a mention real fast. Today is 11/23. And I would like to say, even though she's not watching, I would like to say a very happy birthday to my mom, Martha. Thank you so much. It's been a crazy couple of years, but we have buried the hatchet and we have figured some things out in the last few months thanks to this wonderful group around me and helping me see clear and delivering the message to her properly got us through the knot hole. And so much love to my mom and a happy birthday to you, and as well everybody else out there, a happy Thanksgiving. It's very interesting this time of year because November 22nd is very important in my life because it literally, a long time ago when I was very, very young, I didn't believe that there was one shooter, Jeff, on the Kennedy assassination. Even when I was in elementary school, I didn't buy the story that there was one guy up there with a, you know, a long rifle that made all those shots. And it turns out that it's right near my mom's birthday every year. And so we do think about that. And we do think back to JFK and his sacrifice. And what a lot of this that we're doing today is a little bit of trying to get some retribution for things that were done in the past. But it's taken a minute.
And, you know, we're coming into the Christmas season. You know, we've got Thanksgiving. I hope all you and yours, God bless every single one of you and yours. Thank you very much for supporting this show. We're going to take tomorrow and Friday off. We're going to use our floating holidays, JD. So we're going to take Friday off as well. Thank you for that. I appreciate it. And happy birthday to your mom. You, along with me, you know, re-solidified our relationships with our moms. Without them, we wouldn't be here today. We love our mothers.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
Thanks for saying that.
Let's go into, and if it wasn't for her, I wouldn't be here with you today. And if it wasn't for Mama Matrix, I mean, heck. I mean, God's moving. God is moving.
We should get those two together.
God is moving today, Shady Groove. And just love one another. Please make sure, you know, there might be some stuff. Please make sure you just love one another. That's what it's about. Where we go one, we go all. Shady, let's get into some Christmas. This is the 12 Q drops of Christmas. We'll see you Monday.
Oh, no. Here we go.
Love you very much.
Already here.
Here we go. Thank you, Yeti. Love you. Thank you, Rumble.
You can mute me now, Yeti.
Army. On the second day of Christmas, a Q-drop gave to me Two-Face, Jim Comey, and Q in the Patriot Army. On the third day of Christmas, a Q-drop gave to me Three sights to a pyramid, Two-Faced Jim Comey, and Q in the Patriot Army. On the fourth day of Christmas, a Q-drop gave to me Four coronas offline, three sights to a pyramid, Two-Faced Jim Comey, and Q in the Patriot Army. On the fifth day of Christmas, a Q-drop gave to me D5, 5x5. Four coronas offline, three sides to a pyramid, Two-Faced Jim Comey, and Q in the Patriot Army. On the sixth day of Christmas, a Q-drop gave to me Successful Bandit Anons, D5, 5x5. Four coronas offline, three sides to a pyramid, Two-Faced Jim Comey, and Q in the Patriot Army. On the seventh day of Christmas, a Q-drop gave to me Snow White 7 offline, Successful Band of Anons, D5, 5x5. Four coronas offline, three sides to a pyramid, Two-Faced Jim Comey, and Q in the Patriot Army. On the eighth day of Christmas, a Q-drop gave to me Eight players in China, Snow White 7 offline, Successful Band of Anons, D5, 5x5. Four coronas offline, three sides to a pyramid, Two-Faced Jim Comey, and Q in the Patriot Army. On the ninth day of Christmas, a Q-drop gave to me Big Bird 9 offline, eight players in China, Snow White 7 offline, Successful Band of Anons, D5, 5x5. Four coronas offline, three sides to a pyramid, Two-Faced Jim Comey, and Q in the Patriot Army. On the tenth day of Christmas, a Q-drop gave to me 10 days of darkness, Big Bird 9 offline, 8 players in China, Snow White 7 offline, successful band of Anons, D5, 5 by 5. 4 Coronas offline, 3 sides to a pyramid.
The video is offline. www.show. Boom. We're out. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.